Same calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
30083.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
RYLAMA, last name Hunt, HUNT.
You said your first name was Rylan and your last name was Hunt?
Yes.
I do apologize. I'm not able to locate an account with that first or last name or zip code. May I ask what you're calling in regards to?
It was more like a little, what is this? It's supposed to be like a sweepstake.
Did you put your credit card information in?
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, could you have used a different last name?
Is that what it is? I use my marriage name.
What was
I need to change?
Can you verify your maiden name?
Yes. Oh, yeah, the Walmart is under my maiden name. I never changed it.
What was your maiden name?
Hunt, H-U-N-T.
What about your married name?
Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
5092 Stone Trace, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083.
Thank you. So, locate an account for a daily plate. It does show that the account was, the charge was declined for $49.89.
Why would it be? It said $2.95.
I'm sorry?
It said $2.95 for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. You had entered into a sweepstake where they will draw a random name every week, and whoever's name they draw, they will email you to verify that you're 18 years or older. And then after that, it'll send you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a daily plate, which provides recipes based on low carbs.
Yeah, no, that's not what it was offering. It was offering, it's supposed to say I won the iPad, and I just had to pay for shipping. I'm glad I used that card.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, so that's not true. So you guys sent me something different?
No, ma'am. You had entered into the sweepstake, and then after that, it'll send you to our website where you have the opportunity to purchase a daily plate. If you agree to the terms and conditions, they'll prompt you to put in your credit card information. And you did agree to the terms and conditions, and that's why you was prompt to put in your credit card information.
That's not what it's saying in my face. It says I won the iPad Pro, and I just need to pay for the shipping. Claim the iPad now. It's not saying about a sweepstake. It said I entered a sweepstake before. That's how I got the email. And it said that I had won it, and I got the iPad. I just need to pay for shipping.
Yes, and I do apologize. With the charge of $49.89 being declined, you will no longer be able to receive that iPad.
That's the thing. I had no recollection of nothing being $49.95. It never asked me to pay that amount.
Yes, now what it was declined, we will not reattempt to charge you.
No, I mean, I need you to explain to me what's going on. So did you guys pretend about the iPad?
No, ma'am. You had entered into a sweepstake.
Hello?
For the opportunity to purchase a daily plate.
Yeah, that's not what it says here on my screen. I'm still looking at it. It says that I won the iPad. Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. You did not win an iPad. You was entered into a drawing for the iPad.
Well, you guys need to fix that online because it clearly says to just pay for shipping. I'm reading it to you. $2.95.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I will let my manager know.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.